The following podcast has been brought to you by Badger Club. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Ramble Mania Show proudly brings to you, it is I, one half of the longest reigning tag team champions of the world, the Angel of Death 6XL, joining me as always.
That's me, the other half, the longest reigning Ramble Mania tag team champions of all the times.
And tell him who he is.
TJ the Gritty. Great. Of course, we are the Banter Club. We are here to discuss that AEW Dynamite on the Hoes Network, the TBS Network.
Got hoes.
He got them got hoes.
And that's an appropriate song for today because this is our April 20th episode.
Yes. This is, I mean, it's 421, but.
No, it's 420 still. It's 420 till the weekend is over.
I know for, you know. All my people loving all my MSKs out there, all my marijuana smoking kids. I know 420 is everlasting for you guys.
Did you see Trey Miguel?
Yeah. That shit don't stop. It don't matter what time of the day. It don't matter when it is. It's time.
My man was out here training, smoking the blunt.
You just don't care. That's what it's all about.
Fucking Randy Orton and Riddle were trying to take Randy Orton's Rob Van Dam's gimmick,
right? Selling fucking, what was it, RK Bro 420 shirts.
Get out of here, man. That's... everybody knows it's RVD 420. I just smoked your ass.
Exactly. He ain't invent 420, but he brought it to wrestling, as far as damn I'm right. concerned. But when nobody fucking ass talking about all that stoner shit before RVD,
yeah,
I better pay homage.
Y'all better
pay homage to the man. It was his day yesterday. That's, I've always said that. I always consider 420 Rob Van Dam Day because that's the guy who I most associate with it. And that's because he's my favorite wrestler. It's a personal bias, but it's whatever.
Yeah, I love me some RVD. Everybody who knows me knows that I love me some RVD. But that's because we're brothers in blunts.
So I'm sure he had a great day yesterday. I'm sure he probably sold papers all that shit.
You saw how much merch he was shilling out.
He got all that shit. He's like, oh, we're talking about 420 merch, bro?
I got that shit. I got it in the bag.
Yeah.
I posted that dope-ass picture with him with the fucking, what do you call it, with the freaking television title.
Yeah. That's the one.
We're going to try to get you that. We're going to find a way.
We're going to make that happen. But of course, before we talk about Dynamite, talk about the news items that popped in and out the week of pro wrestling. And let's start with the double E. Per Fightful Select, WWE has had internal discussions about bringing back a tag team, perhaps the best tag team in the world. It seems as if they want FTR back. Dave Meltzer came
in.
He backed this up. I guess we got to figure out what's the internal what's the names on their on the deal, because Fightful said that their deals expire this summer and there's a option year on it. So if AEW wants to keep them, which I'm sure they would pick up the option and then they're signed for another year. But then Dave Meltzer came behind and said, actually, they have like another year and then they have the option year. So I don't know which one is true, but in either case, WWE is interested. They are interested in having FTR back, which it's the way of the world. You know, these guys left. These guys are on, we've talked about it, an amazing run right now. Mm-hmm. They're killing it. They're over as hell. So naturally, if you are a professional wrestling company, you go look at those guys like, that would be a good addition to our roster. So I understand.
But with WWE, it's like, you had them.
Yeah, you had them. You had your chance. And it's not like they weren't this good in WWE. Yeah. They were. You just... whatever.
Yeah. But I feel like at least with Cody, once he left, there was like a maturity level thing where he just changed a bit. So at least with him, you feel me? But with FTR, they're the same guys. They're just, they're letting them do what they know how to do best. And that's what WWE should have done, offer it.
Yeah, like I understand that these kinds of discussions are going to happen a lot more. AEW guys potentially going to WWE because Cody went. But I think with guys like FTR, I think those guys are very similar to Mox in that they were very vocal about the things they disliked being in WWE. They didn't hide it. And a lot of those problems that they had were structural. Yeah. Like Cody's beef was, I want to be a top guy. You guys don't see me as a top guy, and I'm going to fucking prove I'm a top guy. And he
I
did.
Be a
and now he's back. Being a top
so
guy.
So fucking bad.
Yeah. For FTR, it wasn't necessarily, I mean, they want to be top guys. That's what they call themselves. But it was the structural things within WWE that they felt were preventing them from achieving that. And they felt they were, you know, never going to achieve that there. They wanted to do cool shit. And now they do nothing but cool shit.
Yep.
They're the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions. They're the AAA Tag Team Champions. Mm-hmm. They've wrestled the Young Bucks. They've wrestled Santana and Ortiz. They're probably going to wrestle with Dragon again soon. Like, and they've said, this is what we care about. We care about being the best damn tag team in the world. We care about crafting a legacy for ourselves. So I doubt they would give that up, having the run of their career right now.
I just thought about something, by the way.
Anything could happen, but I doubt it.
We're going to talk about what happened what do you call it on later on tonight? But
okay.
But the possibilities now.
The possibilities.
For FTR, think about it.
Yeah, they got a lot of that. And that's why I'm saying I don't know if they want to give that up to go wrestle.
Hell no.
All due respect, but the Usos in the New Day.
That's it.
They wrestled them.
That's
already.
All you got.
I mean, who else? I don't watch WWE, so I don't know who else is really there. So I mean, they probably
really
got some teams.
Man, I mean, the Los Lotharios and the NXT tag teams, and I guess kind of sort of RK Bro, but
yeah, RK Bro, that'd probably be fun.
Yeah, that's about it. Fucking NXT is like the place for tag teams right now.
Yeah, they got
a shit ton of tag teams now.
They got guys running around. Yeah, Creed Brothers got guys running around. But Jack Evans.
Yeah.
My boy Jack Evans, he announced on Twitter that, you know, he's leaving AEW when his contract expires. They're not going to renew. And he was complimentary. He was understanding. He was like, hey, I had a great time there. I have no problems with them. Yeah. I understand his business is business. Yeah. It makes me sad, though.
Yeah. Like, he was actually a bit self-deprecating.
Yeah, he was. He was.
He was like, I was not bringing anything to the table. Like, I feel like I didn't give him my all towards the end of it. Like,
yeah,
I understand. All these people coming in and I'm not pushing myself to that level. I get it.
Yeah. So, yeah, he...
It's allergy season, by the way. I'm not...
Yeah. We all a little fucked up around here. It's allergy season. If you're one of those that doesn't suffer it, cherish that shit.
Yeah.
That used to be me.
It used to be me.
Yeah. But yeah, it saddens me a bit, though, because, you know, despite all that, I love TH2. I always thought they were a fun time on any show they were on. I even liked them in the fucking HIFO.
Yeah.
When the HIFO was just a group that made no sense. That's when I thought they were the funniest. When everybody was just a bunch of weird ass people dancing to match music. I like that.
Made no fucking sense.
That's what I loved the HIFO the most.
But you know what's crazy though? It kind of did made more sense than the AFO.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because at least, all right, it's Matt Hardy, half of the Hardy Boys, right? And then you got two little weird Hardy Boy-esque teams.
Yeah.
Which is Private Party, which would be like the Hood Hardy Boys.
Yeah.
And Jack Evans and Angelico, TH2, I believe.
Yeah.
Who were, you know, like very flippy dippy kind of dudes. So it kind of made sense.
Yeah.
The only thing that never made sense to me was fucking Butcher the Bunny and the Blade.
Yeah. And then with them, the whole thing was just, well, they're mercenaries. So as long as they get paid, they go and pop up. So
we got a lot of mercenaries on here tonight, too.
Yeah. They like that mercenary shit in AEW.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as far as Jack Evans and TH2, you know, I hope that, you know, he can make his way around and get back to doing some cool shit in the industry. Because I like Jack Evans at this point is one of those wrestlers who I think is one of those guys that has been around for a long time and actually done a lot in the industry. And it flies under the radar. Like, this is a dude that was in Wrestling Society X and
yep,
all that other shit.
Oh, like, Jack Evans, so was Seth Rollins, though.
Yeah, true. Like, but Jack Evans has been around.
So many people. So. Like, a lot of those guys ended up in Lucha Underground, I realized.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, just as, like,
why do I remember this shit?
Those things, though, like Wrestling Society X and Lucha Underground, I feel like those are the things that if you watch those as a wrestling fan, they were so unique and weird
very
and
different.
Cool. It was like, there's
like the uniqueness of why it was the way it was. MTV.
Yeah, MTV.
MTV was. So they wanted a wrestling company that didn't really feature much. How can I say this? Replicable violence.
Yeah.
So everything had to be extreme because it's shit that little kids can't copy.
Yeah.
Even though they don't realize little kids will copy everything. Yeah,
they'll try. They may not be able to do it, but they'll try. Yep.
They will find a ladder somewhere in the, they will go to a park with a whole bunch of extra shit to jump off of.
Yeah.
Find out a way to climb it because kids are determined.
If I was a few years younger watching Wrestling Society X, probably I would have been doing it too.
Yo, not for nothing, bro. Like, I used to do weird shit and it was literally because, like, I was so determined to do it.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Jack Evans. Shout out to Angelico, TH2, because I didn't hear anything about him. I imagine she'll still be there. Maybe they'll let him go. I don't know. But Tony Khan, he addressed the live crowd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, off air, because he does appear on the show, but he also talked to the crowd off air, and he announced the title of the AEW game.
What is it?
It is called Fight Forever. AEW Fight Forever is the game. Justin Roberts, he led the crowd in like a series of chants for different people that are going to be recorded for the game. So it looks like we're moving on this thing. Fightful before stated that the tentative release date for the game is September.
Yeah.
But of course that
I'm pretty sure it's going to be October.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll probably end up a little later back if this year.
A little later, usually towards the end of October, maybe early November, so that way they can get it in before Black Friday.
Yeah. I'm sure, you know, they want to get it in for holiday sales and everything. So that window seems reasonable as a release date. But yeah, that game's coming. I imagine within a few months' time, if that is the release time, we're going to see more info, more footage. They're going to be talking about what they're doing with it more. So it's exciting. It's exciting.
I hope they have like certain things, like, I guess you would call it, I don't know, like Booker mode or some shit.
It can't
be called GM mode, obviously. But, you know, I guess like something like that where you like you can play Booker.
Yeah, be the Booker or, you know, whatever type of situation. Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do with the game feature wise. Like, we know gameplay wise, they're trying to, you know, go for that old No Mercy, you know, old SmackDown style gameplay.
A lot easier to like pick up and play kind of vibe versus WWE's so into simulation.
Yeah, so style. We know that's what they're doing with the gameplay, but I'm interested to see what they do on the extra content side of things when that drops. So you're ready for that. I'm sure there's more info dropping soon.
Yeah. As a video game nut, well, wrestling video game nut, I'm going to be very happy with that. I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. And now the rating, it is in. 930,000 in a 3.7 in the key demo, which is fourth on cable, which is slightly down overall and the same in the demo. So steady. It's pretty steady. This is the second lowest overall number they've done this year, 930,000, which makes it hilarious to me that people keep saying this show's not growing. Yes, it is. If their low is fucking around 900,000, a year ago they were doing like 800 something thousand for an average number. Now their average has shifted up to around 900 something thousand. That's what we call.
And they've had those million episodes here and there.
Yeah. So that's what we call growth. That's growth. Can't look at just one number. You got to look at the pattern over the year. And the pattern over the year shows growth. So, I mean, steady numbers. NBA playoffs are happening. And again, the deeper we get into the playoffs, the more people are going to start watching those games. And the more they're going to affect the ratings of everything else. So to see AEW holding steady so far is a good sign.
Yeah.
And now, I think it's
this Saturday.
And now I think it's time to get to the dynamite.
How does this go? I think it's time to light the fuse.
And bring the boom.
Because it's dynamite.
Dynamite.
Now, let's get ready to banter.
AEW Dynamite from Britsburg, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
It's 420.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You know, I may be getting a little forgetful in my old age. But damn. I almost forgot something.
Oh, shit.
Boy, you better play his music, and it better be the Impact one, because I ain't getting a copyright strike off of this.
I don't know if I can play that. I'll play it.
Happy 420, motherfuckers. Damn right. It's time to pimp my ride.
I imagine that's the funniest one to listen to when you're actually on the fucking the Impact one.
Yeah. Well, you know, Walk makes you hype.
Yeah, Walk. I'm saying Walk is just a genuinely fucking great song.
Yeah, you smoking blunts to Walk, you're like... His WWE song is the only one that's trash.
Which one? I like One of a Kind.
Not One of a Kind. The original one.
Oh, the original one. What was it called? Damnation, I think.
It was dumb as shit.
I should always make me want to jump around like it. In the circle.
But that's because that's what he used to do.
Yeah, that's what he used to do.
But I always look at that as the bastardization of Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, that's when they first got him. And it was like, oh, this guy is... We don't know much about this guy. And then
he
when
he curses, he talks shit, he whoops ass. He's just chill about it.
Yeah, basically.
He's an asshole, and he's a great heel, but he's chill about it.
Yeah, he's super chill.
Vince never got that shit.
It did. That's why.
Vince was like, we're going to make you a face. And we're going to make you stoned all the time.
Making him a face was the right call. Because, I mean, he showed up and was like the most over guy in the company almost immediately.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, they should have eventually worked around to make him RVD again once the honeymoon phase wore off.
Yeah. But I mean, I never minded him being a face because like that worked for him in WWE. What I always thought was the mistake with him was, well, twofold. For one, they never truly got behind him the way they should have when he was hot. Like when he was in there.
IC champion RVD.
Yeah, when he was in there fucking getting pops on the level of Steve Austin and Triple H and all those guys, that's when they should have been like, all right, we need to do something with him. But they slotted him IC level.
But you know what Vince was thinking.
I know how he is.
Bro. You're not my guy.
Yeah, you're not. He wasn't their guy. And the one time they went with him, the situation happened, and that was all they needed to be like, well, never again, pal.
Wasn't even his fault.
Wasn't, but you know.
Diamond Sabre. I can't stay mad at Sabu.
Yes, you know, Sabu, do what you do. RVD wasn't mad at him.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But it was just... They waited for so long with RVD. And then fucking... They, again, like you said, They was like, oh, your thing is stoner, so we're just gonna make you say dude and what's up in your promos all the time. And it's like, yeah, nah,
just make you a pothead.
He can talk shit, like, nah, though. Man. Like, he can really talk shit.
Yeah, he's great at talking shit.
He ain't gonna raise his octaves too much, but he can talk shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the reason why I always felt like, well, the thing with me is that it's also the era of ECW that I watched him in. So it's like, in my head, I was always like, you gotta turn him heel, my nigga. What are you doing? Yeah. I was like, there's got to be a point here where he's got to go. I thought it was going to be after Kane Unmasked.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be it. I thought he was going to turn heel at that point, and then it was going to be that RVD finally. Nope.
We were never going to get Mr. Pay-Per-View in WWE.
The real Mr.
The real
Monday
Mr.
Night.
Pay-Per-View. Like, because, you know, they did Mr. Monday Night and Mr. Whatever the day of the show he was on, he would do that. But yeah. Mr. Pay-Per-View is the Rob Van Dam, as far as I'm concerned. But it is what it is.
Because I'm worth more money.
Yep.
I missed that RVD. Yeah. Never really got to, like.
Yeah, let's get to this. AEW Dynamite. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's where we at tonight. And our opening match, CM Punk versus Dustin Rhodes, the natural, the best in the world versus the natural. Of course, you know, this match was set up. Dustin said, this is a bucket list match of mine. It's a dream match. I want to do it. And, you know, we asked last week, these two never wrestled in WWE or anything. I searched on Cage Match.
Yeah.
They have not. The only match these two have ever had together was at Wrestle Reunion in 2005. This match,
Jesus Christ,
was Dustin Rhodes, Dusty Rhodes, and Mike Graham versus Abdullah the Butcher, CM Punk, and Kevin Sullivan. That's the match I saw on Cage Match.
Was it teams?
Six man.
Hold on. You telling me they had Abdullah the Butcher and Kevin Sullivan and CM Punk in one team?
Yes.
What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, what? What the fuck?
It's not this.
I'll add the context on this show, because what?
We all have to look that shit up and do a quick little review one day.
Yeah, because that's probably an indie or something, but that was crazy.
Hopefully we find some footage of it.
Yeah, I hope there's footage out there of that, because that sounds crazy.
That sounds insane.
Yeah, but that was the only match they've ever had together, Punk and Dustin. But here we go, one-on-one tonight. Punk is rocking black and pink because, you know, he's Bret Hart.
What did I mention last week?
Oh, yeah, this is going to be a whole lot of Bret Hart action up in here.
No. His kick pads.
Oh, yeah, his kick pads.
Did that motherfucker hear me?
He did. He listened to the podcast. He was one of the extra people that came in last week, listened to the podcast, and was like, oh, yeah, you know, he's right.
Where are my kick pads? Yeah, I was complaining that CM Punk's kick pads no longer had the designs on them, and I was like, that was like my favorite part of his gear.
Yeah.
So he doesn't rock it anymore. It's weird. The matching kick pad.
Yeah, and here he is. Matching kick pad.
This shit keep turning off on me, my nigga. It was good.
Oh, goddamn, pal. But yeah, Punk, he's got on his black and pink. He's got on his matching kick pads. And he's Bret Hart. And before they wrestle, these two men engage in the code of honor.
But who is Dustin?
Who is Dustin? Mm-hmm. I mean, Dustin is Dustin. He's Gold Dust, technically.
But who was he playing, though?
He was playing Gold Dust.
He was low-key playing Steve Austin. Watch them punches in the corner, B.
Yeah, yeah.
There's certain things, and I was like, yo, that's my old man shit.
But this was a pastiche of some of the Bret Gold Dust matches. Like, I even saw online they had, you know, literal lifted spots, like Punk working the leg. He did an atomic drop, like, and that's what it's good for now. You watch a CM Punk match nowadays, you're going to end up going back and watching a Bret Hart match, because that's what he likes doing.
And the attire to me was a little bit Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, with the big old Texas flags on him.
Yeah. So crowd is hot for these dudes. Dueling Chance.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And
let's go, Dustin, CM Punk.
The way they work the match, the crowd ends up going for Dustin, which I found very impressive. Like, they worked this very slow, old school style and then ended up going, hey, you know what? Dustin, you're the face.
Yep.
And it worked out all perfectly. There was this one part where Punk went for a bow and arrow and dropped Dustin, but then they just reset and went back to it. But then he goes for
that's because at the end of the day, it's two guys haven't really wrestled each other.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really have the same chemistry as somebody who's, you know, especially since Punk's been out for a while.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be the same, but it was still an interesting dynamic to see between the two. And they came out here and put on a nice little wrestling clinic and showed out.
JR fucking loved this match.
Hell yeah. He there was a part who said something to this effect of who would have dunk it, you know?
Yeah.
All these years and wrestling fans still like a wrestling match.
Yeah, still like wrestling in there. Yes, Jim. We like wrestling.
they think, you know what it is? The OGs think that we into all the flashy shit and all the crazy shit. No, we're into what they call diversity.
Yeah.
So bring it. Bring every style you got. We want to watch it. We want to see what you can do. We want to see what's different about you. We want to see what's better about you. What's something that we haven't seen in anybody else.
Yeah. If you can do a good straight-up classic wrestling match, then we're going to rock with that. Just as much as we're going to rock with 25 flips and dives.
And just as much as we're going to rock with whatever the fuck Danhausen is.
Yeah. Yo, we're going to talk about him later because that shit was crazy.
That nigga's the best. Bro. He's hilarious. I can't take him serious, though. If it was me and him in the room, I wouldn't be able to sell. The entire time, I'd just be cracking up. Hook. I'd be the opposite of The Undertaker.
He got Hook here, but we're going to talk about it later. We're going to talk about it later. He's working the leg, his Punk, throughout the break. And then, you know, Dustin makes a comeback, gets him in the corner, does the 10 punches, and then he flips him off for the 10th punch. But then he drops down. Yeah. He drops down, and his leg buckles.
Yeah.
So then Punk follows up, goes for the Shining Wizard, but Dustin dodges, hits a Code Red for a near fall. So there's your new school wrestling move in this old school.
I like that he sold that when he jumped off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, ooh, this guy,
smart. This man is the natural.
I was trying to tap my tempo, but my goddamn headphones are so big. I'd have to do like this.
Yeah. You gotcha.
So
Punk goes for the GTS, but Dustin slips out, hits him with a big power slam for a near fall. Mm-hmm. That power slam is always perfect. Dustin goes for the crossroads, but Punk breaks free, hits a chop block, follows up with the figure four. So Dustin fights up.
Starts, it was a little messy figure four, but it was a figure four.
Yeah, yeah. They got there. You see slapping Punk, and then he goes, reverses the pressure. The classic spot, you know. We still like the classic shit here, all right? All right, Jim?
I'm an old school fan, so all the classic shit, give it to me.
Yeah, and especially a good figure four, reverse the pressure spot. I fuck with all that.
Yep.
So he reverses the pressure. Punk goes to the apron. Goes for the springboard lariat, but Dustin stuffs it, hits the crossroads, follows with a pile driver. That gets a near fall. So then Dustin points up to the sky. It's time to dip in the daddy's bag.
Yep, time to hit up the OG.
Yeah, starts to flip, flop, and fly, but Punk stops him with a big kick, goes for the GTS, but Dustin goes for a sunset flip. But then it's Brett and Bulldog. Punk rolls up. Grabs the leg, hooks him, and gets the win. Which, really good match, really fun finish. The pace I thought was risky to do for an opener, but they cooked. And they had a hot finishing stretch. They got there.
You know what that ending did to me that I didn't even realize? At the end of it, I was like, oh, damn. I kind of want to see more of that, though.
Yeah.
That's how it left me that match. And I'm like, that's a good wrestling match right there.
Yeah.
At the end, if you look at it and you're chilling and you're watching it, And you're just over here like, yo, but that was really nice. I would love to revisit this little match right here somewhere down the line, because I feel like there's more that they can do here.
Yeah, yeah. Two veterans, two really smart guys about pro wrestling, and this clicked. They clicked. Mm-hmm. It was a really good match.
You know what was beautiful? After the three, these two men helped each other up and started hugging. It was the most beautiful shit in the world.
Yes. Big show of respect. Dustin raises his hand. This is the man. Leaves the ring to Punk. Punk starts gesturing. Once again, I want that title. I want it. And then he hits
beef with the cameraman.
Yep.
When he first goes like this, why is your angle up here?
Yeah, you could barely see him, you know, at the
waist. You just see him gesturing with his arms.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, at that point, cut camera. Show him doing the motion.
Yeah, let us see. Let us see what he wants.
Come on now, man. I talk shit about Kevin Dunn and his 5,000 camera cuts? But he would have caught that shit.
He definitely would have caught that. And then he would have cut away 50 times. But he would have caught it. Yeah, caught it.
Facts.
Punk hits the top of the ramp. And then out comes the world champion, Hangman Adam Page, as if to say, I see you talking all that. I want the belt shit. Do you really? You think you want this? Mm-hmm. He steps to Punk. They have a stare down. And crowd goes crazy for it. The ramps, by the way, the whole arena setup is switched. So, no, faces are not coming out of the heel tunnel, and heels are not coming out of the face tunnel. The tunnels are just swapped this week.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's why Hangman came out of the left tunnel as opposed to the right. But, yeah, it's a stare down between champion and, I presume, challenger for Double or Nothing. I think this is the Double or Nothing match.
They both about the same height, too.
Yeah. I know, like we talked about before, Punk is deceptively tall.
Yeah. It's like, you think he'll be a small dude because he's not that, you know, Aki. But then you see him next to somebody like Hangman, who's, you know, pretty Aki, but a tall dude at that. And you standing face to face and they're about the same height. There was a moment where CM Punk was leaning more this way and he looked taller.
Yeah.
And then there was a moment where the camera like moved to the side a bit. And then Hangman was a little taller, so they might be the exact same height.
Yeah, possible. But, I mean, I think that's coming, and I'm excited for that. We got the man arriving to the building, Wardlow.
This was, I got so mad.
But yeah, he is met by Smart Mark Sterling and a security detail. Smart Mark is like, Wardlow, as per your contract with MJF, he states that you must be accompanied by these men everywhere you go in the building when you're here, all right? And you will be handcuffed at all times. And Wardlow, he's cool with all of it. He's like, all right, do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, he steps up, they cuff him. And then Smart Mark is like, oh, MJF also has a note for you. It is, eat shit, pig.
Yep. And yo, on the version that I saw, because I saw the post version.
Yeah.
There's some fucked up motherfuckers. They muted the shit.
They did?
Yes.
But he said it on TV.
Luckily, I can read his lips, and he said shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay. So I understood it. But I was like, yo, why the fuck they muted that?
Yeah, what the hell? They can say shit on TV at least once.
Yeah. Night of a thousand shits.
Yeah, you get one shit, so.
Not on South Park.
They're not on South Park, but in AEW, you get one shit.
Yeah, I know. So, South Park, TVMA. Yeah,
I don't know why they cut it, but whatever. Yeah, he said, eat shit, pig. And then Wardlow was like, whatever. Do what you got to do, because I'm a killer nigga tonight. I swear to God, I am. So he walks off, they cuff him, and they walk off. Then Wardlow's like, hey, get my bag. And then.
Yeah, because when do y'all get my bag? Like,
because yeah.
Y'all
had
got
his
me
bag.
Handcuffed, and then you expect me to grab my bag?
I can't grab my. Somebody got to get my bag. So.
And nobody got it, which is kind of fucked up.
Right?
Probably. I guess once the camera cut, he's like, damn, my nigga, really?
I was really nice. It's not going to get my bag. So. Now, we got the BCC. Blackpool Combat Club versus
Man.
Brock Anderson, Dante Martin, and Lee Moriarty.
I can't even get the shirt.
Oh, why?
Nigga, fuck, I look like walking around New York City with a BCC shirt.
Yeah.
That's some old bullshit.
Yeah.
I like the shirt, Tev, though. Tev would have rocked it to be like, no, I didn't go to Bronx Creek. Look what it says under. Yeah.
Blackpool Combat Club. Oh, you were in a fight club? No, it's a wrestling gimmick.
Damn it. I'd say yes.
Yeah, I was in a fight club.
I used to chop motherfuckers' heads off, you know what I'm saying? And then I start chewing on the I don't know, was nasty.
I don't know.
Crazy start biting shit. Their fingers off and shit. Yeah, that's what I used to do. Yeah,
that's how I got in.
Man, I put a screwdriver in Jeff Hardy's ear.
But yeah, that's that. They got those shirts, and you know it's BCC and the bloodstains, and then Yuta, his gear has like the bloodstained designs.
Yeah, very ECW.
Yeah, so they ran with that. They ran with that, which I don't mind. I like.
I like that Wheeler Yuta has, you know, he's using more badass colors now versus all the beautiful fruity colors he's
wearing. Yeah. He's molding himself into, you know, a new you know, stronger Wheeler Yuta.
Yep.
When I first see these, at first I was like, who are these guys? And then it zoomed in. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Lee Moriarty should be in the BCC. Don't kill him.
Yep. Well, if you watch this match.
But then this match happens and they gave these dudes a lot more than you would have expected off rip.
Hell yeah.
Dante makes a crazy comeback, forces Danielson out, which brings in Mox. And then Brock Anderson goes in. He starts brawling with Mox and, yo, somehow Brock Anderson has aged 5 years since the last time I saw him on TV.
Yep.
What the fuck? What are these Anderson genes?
Let me holler at you right quick. Arn Anderson looked 40 since he was 20.
That's facts.
And he looks 40 today.
Fucking Brock showed up. He looked like 35. Now he looked 43. What the hell is going on here? I don't know, man, but.
His chest getting more barrelly too. He's getting a little more aki.
Yeah. He's becoming Arn Anderson.
Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely. And not even that slowly.
Wait till he gets a tan.
That's right.
Fucking, he better come out to the song. I hope WWE doesn't own that damn song.
Do they?
I hope not.
I feel like they do. But. Damn, man. That song needs to be used. That shit is too good. But I digress.
Damn, I have it in my head now.
I do, right? I do too.
You gonna play it, aren't you?
I'm gonna play it. It's gonna be playing. But yeah, you come out of the break. Lee Moriarty's in the ring. Tiger style going wild. He trades with Danielson, puts him in the Border City stretch. And then babyfaces all are just running wild. Dante goes for the nosedive.
It was that hot tag.
Yeah, it was a big hot tag. And everybody went crazy off of it. Dante goes for the nosedive. Mm-hmm. But then he has to take a second to balance himself. But that second was all Mox needed. He caught him, put him in the choke. Lee Moriarty runs over to try to break it up. Mox just turns around like, you better fucking hit me. Then Moriarty's hitting him again, and Mox ain't budging. Then fucking Danielson runs over and knocks him down, puts him in a submission. Yeah. Then Brock Anderson tries to run over, and then really you just like, no, the fuck you don't.
You don't.
And then the BCC just start beating all these dudes the fuck down in the ring.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneous violence. The crowd's going crazy
just
for
ass whooping everywhere you go.
Right.
By the way, which version of the shirt did you like better?
I like the black one.
I know you did. You know, so do I.
I got nothing against the white one, but man, that black one.
We bad guys, bro.
Bad guys.
We do as bad guys do.
We do as bad guys do. White, the white is cool, but over there, the black, that's where
that
it's at.
Black is fire.
Yeah. So, Paradigm Shift gets the win for these. Actually, let me scratch that. Death Rider DDT gets the win for these guys because he elevated.
Bro, that shit was mean.
Yeah.
He shot that shit from the hip and pulled them way up there.
Usually he whips out the Death Rider for like a tough opponent. Not that these weren't tough opponents, but usually it's like when it's a big, crazy match. This time he's just like, yo, you just got to die now. You got to die this week.
Well, you know what it was? I think it was the momentum of the match.
Yeah, the momentum, because
it picked up and picked up and picked up and picked up and picked up. It was like, boom, straight to the moon. And how do you end that? Boom! Death Rider DDT. Fucking noggin, B.
Yeah. Yeah. This is super fun, though. Super fun, yeah. Six-man. Trios titles, Tony. I keep saying it. But Young Boys got a lot in this match. Brock, Dante, yeah. and Lee, they got a lot. They got to look good in there.
I see Lee Moriarty joining the BCC.
The way he fired up in this match and the crowd got with him.
The slaps to Danielson is what got me.
Mm-hmm.
When Danielson slapped him and he came back, and just cracked him, I was like, you know that's initiation, right?
You got to bleed with them now. So we're going to see. Get Lee up in there, man. Get Lee up in there.
Yo, they would really be fulfilling what they're talking about if they get him. And then they get old boy.
Daniel Garcia?
Yes. Get him out the Jazz. Get him out of purgatory right now.
I feel like the long-term version of that would be so fire if that's how Tony Khan has it in his head, where he fucking slowly, you know, Yuta, Moriarty, and then Daniel Garcia is the last one, but he's fucking stuck with the sports entertainers. And then Danielson and Mox are like, nah, we fucking rescuing you from that bullshit.
You know how I see it happening? I see the seeds being planted as this Rampage.
Mm.
Do you know why?
Why?
This Rampage, Eddie Kingston is going to abuse that boy.
Mm-hmm.
Since he's going to do that, that's when the wheels are going to start turning. You feel me? Something's going to happen with that because nobody comes out to help him or some shit like that, or some shenanigan might happen there. And if that happens, then trust me, my man's is going to be, and then that could be the feud.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the Jazz versus the BCC.
Mm. And it makes, I feel like Jazz versus BCC is a feud that makes sense. I felt that way for a while. Just, you know, sports entertainers versus pure fucking pro wrestling.
Versus a combat club.
Yeah. So I feel like that, whenever that happens, I feel like that'll be a big thing. But yeah, this was all fun. All fun stuff going on.
Yep.
Here. Now we got the Cutler camp with the Undisputed Elite. Kyle is like, hey, man, what's going on with you, Young Bucks? Look, I know we haven't always seen eye to eye, but where's the crazy shoes, the expensive shoes? Because the Young Bucks are dressed regular this week.
Where's the brompers?
Yeah, where's the brompers? Where's all the bullshit?
Yeah.
What happened to you guys? And like, he's like, I know we all lost our big matches, but we're the best group in this business. We're the super elite. We got to come back. We got to do this right. Bobby is in fucking shades.
Yeah.
Just sitting there chilling.
Yo, they look like they had a funeral.
They all look like they had a funeral. Bobby looks fucking toasted. I don't know what the hell's going on with Bobby.
It's 420, nigga.
He might have been. Because he was just sitting there in his shades like, yeah, man, we got to fucking, you know. Kyle is like, listen, we're going to start anew tonight. We're going to start fresh. It all starts with me kicking Jungle Boy's ass and going on to the Owen Hart tournament. So that's what's going to happen. And Adam Cole is like, listen, Bucks, everybody's gone. All your friends are gone except us. So, you know, you got to get with it.
We're the friends you got now.
Yeah, we're the friends you got. So, you know, how about this? Next
Hangman
week.
Hangman don't fuck with you.
Right. Hangman ain't fucking with you.
Cody went to the E.
Cody left.
And Kenny's hurt. In the fucking injured list.
He's in the hyperbolic time chamber.
Fucking Undisputed Elite. We all you got.
So get with it. So he even says, how about this? Next week, we do a 10-man open challenge and we'll show everybody exactly who the hell we are.
And then he goes, I got to go handle something right quick. BRB.
Yeah. Which we'll get to that in a few.
Yep. And then fucking he calls him the right name finally.
Yeah, Brandon.
He goes, Cut it, Brandon.
Cut it, Brandon.
And he goes, oh my God.
You got my name right. Wow. Kyle was like, no, shut up, Landon. He fucking Landon him like three times. Yep. When Brandon was like, hey, you got it right. No, fuck you, Landon. It's big announcement time. Tony Schiavone on stage. He brings out Tony Khan. And again, Tony Khan is actually on the show talking and, you know, doing shit. It's a big deal.
He makes me laugh.
He does. TK? Yeah.
He came out and he at first he was like, hello, guys. And he was like, hello, guys. Like, the more that they cheered, the more hype he gets.
Right.
And we're going to do this.
you gotta get himself into Tony Khan mode.
it's not even getting himself into Tony Khan mode. It's the crowd gets him into Tony. He's such a mark.
Thank you guys for coming. we got a big announcement.
Yeah.
So he brings out the president of New Japan Pro Wrestling. And, you know, they shake hands on stage. And he's gonna make his big announcement. But before he can do that, Adam Cole pops up on the big screen and is like, now hang on. As a guy who has been a major star here in America and in Japan, the only guy who should make this announcement is me. So on June 26th at the United Center in Chicago, All Elite Wrestling and New Japan Pro Wrestling present Forbidden Door. And on Rampage, you get a preview of that when I, Adam Cole, take on Tomohiro Ishii, which
shit.
And I got a special friend that wants to say hello right now. And out comes Switchblade Jay White. This shit is happening.
Yes.
Jay White hits the stage, talks about his own achievements and how he main evented New Japan's last big show in America, the Madison Square Garden G1 Supercard. Says, but you know, it's not about New Japan. It's not about AEW. And then the crowd starts chanting Bullet Club. And he looks around. The two sweet chants pop up.
Yep.
And he's like, it's about the Undisputed Elite and Bullet Club.
I like the way he did it, though. He was like, no. Because in his head, it's like, no, not just Bullet Club. Yeah. It's about the Undisputed Elite and Bullet Club. And I was like, yeah, gang. You see, we taking over this show. Forbidden Doors is ours. We running roughshod. I'm like, yeah, I fucks with this.
This was great. This was, listen, man, this is what we've talked about and dreamed about for years, right, at this point?
Yep, and the two bosses are just like, what the fuck?
Right.
Tony's like, he's your guy. At one point, like,
he's like, you knew this shit was happening? Poor New Japan's president's like,
oh. And he's like, oh. He seems shocked the entire time of like,
right?
I don't know, man.
What the hell are you doing here, Jay?
Yeah, when Jay comes out, he's just like, the fuck? But like, his reactions were so like subtle. That I'm like, yo, what's good with this guy? Emote, nigga, you're in the wrestling business. Show.
Nah, he's a businessman.
But you're in the wrestling business. You got to be able to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. You know, over in Japan, they don't have their authority figures on TV. So
They don't.
They feel weird as fuck when you put them on TV.
Yeah, office guys don't be on TV like that over there.
He's over here like, I don't.
Why am I even here? Don't we got a guy for this?
Fuck, where the fuck is Gato?
Yeah, you bring Gato out here, shit. So New Japan, AEW, Forbidden Door in Chicago. Dude, this is it. This is it. All the dream matches that have been put on the table between both companies, fucking that Punk Okada match can happen. The one where Punk was like, hey, pull up here, and he put the United Center, that can happen.
Fucking FTR, Jesus Christ, my
FTR
nigga.
FTR can wrestle.
Oh my God.
Any fucking body.
It's like they have an entire fucking roster. It's beautiful.
You got all the possibilities you talked about. Andrade, meeting up with Naito and the rest of LIJ.
Yes.
All the potential Bullet Club.
They are elite.
Yes. All the Bullet Club stuff that'll potentially pop off, because you'd have Jay White, the Bucks, Cole. If Kenny is good to go, maybe. I don't know, man, because that – I feel like if Kenny doesn't wrestle on that show, he could return on that show.
Yes. Like, he could like, run in on some shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there's, like, fucking, I don't know, Okada's in the ring or something.
Can I get Hobbs versus Ishii?
Hobbs versus Ishii, fucking – if Miro's back by then, we got to do Miro versus Ishii if he's back by then.
Yes.
There's a lot that you can do for this show. Tanahashi versus that's got to be where they do Tanahashi and Mox, right? Because Mox has been asking for it forever.
Yes. Oh.
So it's a lot to think about here. And I mean, I am fucking jealous of Chicago, because fuck, man,
you should have brought him to the Garden, B.
Right? Or since WWE won't let you go there, Arthur Ashe, you've proved you can sell it out once. You definitely sell it out again with that.
Yeah, I
gotta
fix that place though.
Yeah, you gotta fix. Well, you ran there 1 year, so you know what works and you know what don't work. So keep all that into account.
You need more fucking vending people.
Yeah. But even with this shit, like,
if you have to, get a few of them that are in the crowd.
Yeah. But even with that, like, based on how this show could potentially do, I feel like if it does really well, then that's another step toward the big AEW stadium show that people have been talking about more and more over recent years. And I feel like they are getting to a point where they can do one. Or they can put into motion the plans for one. So we'll see how this goes.
Fucking, I hope they fucking the Garden got to wake up, man.
It's WWE.
Show them the numbers, bro.
They've already got that to say. They already got 1 year of saying when we were in New York alongside WWE, we outsold them 2-1 in ticket sales, and if they manage to pull something off like that again, that day at that point, it's just business. You got to look at that like, well, this is a hot ticket. We'd be dumb to not allow this into the building. We got Jade Cargill, our TBS champion, with Kira Hogan and Red Velvet. They both eating popcorn, and you know, Kira Hogan and Red Velvet are really just baddies now. They just hang out with Jay like, girl, that fucking Marina Shafir, she ain't shit.
I was like, what the fuck is this, bro? Fucking, like, this popcorn that's popping is you, Jay. Like, what?
Meanwhile, Smart Mark is in the background like, yes, the baddies. He looks so hilariously out of place with them.
just like... manager white guy just
yeah, these three gorgeous black women and fucking Smart Mark, hello. Bro, get the fuck.
Facts. Oh god, that shit was so funny.
I like Smart Mark though. I like Smart Mark. Yeah. It's just, he looks so hilariously out of place with him.
OD is just, how's it going? Over here with and Miss Thang. And then this poor motherfucker just.
That shit was funny. But now we got The Butcher versus Wardlow.
This is war.
Shout out, we talk about themes. Shout out to the Butcher and the Blade theme. I never get to hear that shit anymore because they always play in the fucking Afo or the Hiffo or whatever, you know, the group. But rarely do we get to hear the regular Butcher and the Blade theme, and that shit is a fucking banger. I love that shit. That shit slaps. So anytime I get to hear Butcher and Blade theme, I'm very happy. And then we get MJF, he comes out. Excalibur has already plugged Rat in the Kitchen by this point, so I knew he wasn't coming to the ring.
Yep.
And indeed, he's in the stands with Sean Spears. And, you know, the crowd's booing him. He's like, hey, yeah, you can boo me all you want. I don't care, Pittsburgh. I've seen the guys you cheer. Guys like Ben Roethlisberger.
He ain't even say it right.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Roethlisberger. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Fuck. And okay, MJF Ben Roethlisberger has not played in how long?
Yeah, he retired, right?
Yeah, man. What the fuck are you talking about, MJF?
I don't know. he says, Wardlow is a nobody, so he will come out like a nobody. No music, no big presentation, no nothing. And, you know, Wardlow comes out.
He still
out.
Had his green lights, though.
Yeah, they still gave him the lights. And, I mean, honestly, this entrance is cool as fuck.
Hell yeah. It's Goldberg 2.0.
It's even cooler than Goldberg.
Shit ton of security comes out. He's chained up and locked up. And the entire crowd is just chanting, Wardlow, Wardlow, Wardlow. In my head, I was hearing,
it's like I said, it's even cooler than Goldberg. Because like with Goldberg, it was just, you know, he comes out with the security, but then he comes out by himself, runs out, and, you know, does the thing. Cool as hell. But I mean, with Wardlow, fucking, he's brought out in these chains. He's like a, it's like the Rancor, like a fucking monster that you've been penalized and you have to face. This is the biggest monster we have. It's a killer. And the whole Coliseum is just chanting for him, like, Wardlow.
Ragnarok Wardlow. Ass.
Yeah, some Ragnarok shit.
Fucking straight up Hulk in Ragnarok, bro.
Yeah, and then like when he's at the, you know, the foot of the steps, the security guy undoes the cuffs and lets him free, and it's like the beast is loose. Yep. I'm like, yo, this shit is cool as hell.
Fucking monster. And then he goes out there.
You fucked up, MJF.
And then the amazing thing is you see them face to face. These two big, mean motherfuckers. Vince McMahon is somewhere going, oh, yes.
Why don't I have these guys?
I need Paul.
Paul, no, Pop.
Leave me alone, Pop. You need to get me that one, the one with the ponytail and the bald one. He's kind of, I'm going to make him shave his head completely bald when he gets here. But still, you can't be original here.
Never, pal.
Oh, God.
But these two big fucking hoss fight. They're planting and doing shoulder tackles.
Did you hear what they did to
Roxy,
bro?
She won, didn't she?
Roxanne Perez?
Yeah, Roxanne Perez. No. That's not the worst.
No, man. And they're about to keep changing names because they said they don't want anybody with anything that resembles their real name.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Vince is back on that. No fucking names that you had before. So, I mean, Roxanne Perez is not the worst. That's fine.
But Roxy was original.
Yeah, Roxy was cool as hell, but it's WWE, so we don't own that. That's not our thing. You can't use it. So, whatever. Wardlow and Butcher, they're going at it. Butch cheats with a big head bite after all the brawling, and they're fighting outside. And then Wardlow sets up for a power bomb, but Butcher stops him, suplexes him on the apron, and you know they fight back into the ring. Then Wardlow makes his comeback, and then he finally gets him up, and it's power bomb number one. And then we continue with power bomb number two, power bomb number three, power bomb number four, and this is war. Wardlow gets the W.
You know what's crazy? Butcher was heavily sandbagging those fucking bumps on the powerbomb.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, nope. I'm not sitting up. Nope. So that was all Wardlow. Just blow. 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 Like, I'm like, God. Damn, bro.
And then Butcher kicked out at three. Old school style.
Mm-hmm. Man, Wardlow ate you, son. Stop acting tough. You look softer. Still trying to act tough. Get out of here.
I get it. You got to protect yourself, man. It's fine. I like this match, though. This was fucking big, mean dude.
Yeah,
just,
fucking horse fight.
I like this shit. And then post-match, he goes to be cuffed once again and led away. I love this Wardlow shit, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that whole cuff him and bring him to the ring and take him away.
Did you see him punk the security guard before he got cuffed?
Yeah.
My man said, okay, go ahead, cuff me. Dude, that one motherfucker flew. Just, yeah. Oh, shit. And Wardlow is over here like, dumbass. So fucking cool.
Right? Cool as hell. Just dope, man. This, whoever came up with this yeah. whole idea for Wardlow, A+.
So funny, though. Yeah. He's just having a good time, like, whatever.
Yeah. Now, we got Eddie Kingston. Mm-hmm. Says, it's going to be just me and you, Garcia, on Rampage. Nobody allowed at ringside. And then, you know, he says, what I'm going to do to you, I need your boy Chris Jericho to watch. Because everything I do to you, Garcia, is meant for Jericho. You see, you reap what you sow. But guys like me, I don't sow. I just reap.
God damn.
Eddie's the man.
That's Uncle Eddie.
That's Uncle Eddie right there. We got Kyle O'Reilly versus Jungle Boy, part of the Owen Hart tournament. Two of my favorite theme songs in AEW continuing to be battle. You'll love to see it. Mm-hmm. But I see this, and then I see Jurassic Express come out and Christian Cage with them, and I'm like, yo, hold up. Can I get Christian Cage versus Kyle O'Reilly real quick? I need to see something. Tony Khan, do me a favor.
Dream matches over here.
As that I feel like would be fucking fire. Christian Cage and Kyle O'Reilly. But, you know, we get to that if ever we get to that. These two are wrestling early. Kyle cuts them off. Gets a trio of butterfly suplexes into the picture-in-picture. Then we come back. They're fighting up top. Jungle Boy lays in some fists while Kyle falls into the tree of woe. And he breaks out. They trade center ring. JB rolls him into a cover for a two count. And Kyle chains out of that into an ankle lock. Kurt Angle style. Then, at this point, I spot a fucking Kyle Fears Wagner sign in the crowd. And I'm going to need that dude to be banned from all AEW shows forever.
That's kind of funny that they did that, like a nice little... He made you leave the company.
Right? I remember, Kyle. I watched NXT. Von Wagner beat you up.
We watched that.
Watch that.
Yeah. That was like the little ending of our NXT era. Yeah,
that was the end.
Another thing that I liked too is Tony putting him over.
Oh, Kyle?
On commentary. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, you know, I don't like who he hangs with. And I don't like some of the shenanigans he does outside of the ring. But boy, when he in that ring, I love what he does in that ring.
Mm-hmm. He is the man, man. Kyle is so good. Mm-hmm. He goes up. Kyle does Jungle Boy. Kyle kicks out his leg. Follows with a superplex for a near fall. And then he follows with a brainbuster. Goes up top to drop the top rope knee drop. And that gets the 1, 2, and 3. Kyle O'Reilly gets the W, advances to the Owen Hart tournament. Let's go.
I'll give you a reason, all right? I'll give you a reason.
Love to see it. Jungle Boy's upset post-match. Then, you know, Christian comes out. It's all right.
Like a father. Yeah. Come here. What happened?
Every time I see Christian, like, bring in Jungle Boy, like, come here, I always think, he's going to turn on him.
One day they're going to be up the ramp and he's going to Tommaso Ciampa his ass.
I'm waiting for it because they've been together so long, it feels like, at this point. I feel like any day now, I'm just nervous for it. Like, oh, when is it going to happen?
It's going to be Luchasaurus versus Christian Cage.
Yeah, man.
Oh, they're going to bring back Brian Cage. It's going to be in a cage. Special guest referee, Hangman Page.
And it's going to be, of course, on Rampage.
Yep. And who's going to be on side and on commentary?
Who?
Diamond Dallas Page.
No, oh, bang, bang.
He going to make you feel the bang.
Yes. All right. Now.
Where's Diamond Dallas Page going to be at?
Diamond Dallas Page? Where you going to be at?
You know where they put the announcer table?
Oh, Spotty Stage.
What's wrong with this?
But now we got Marvez with MJF and Sean Spears. Once again, MJF is pissed off, but he still got more money. So he's like, you know what? We're going to keep doing this. And he hands off another envelope of money. And this time, the recipient is Jake the Snake Roberts. And Jake comes in. He's doing his thing. You see, Wardlow, it's going to be just like when you were a little kid. And your dad came in the room. He was telling the whole story to Wardlow. And then Lance
he was at first like, you know, there's a lot of guys out here and they're about title belts and this, that, and the third, but not me.
He's like, this is what I'm all about, the money, because this is what makes the world go around. And then Lance then Lance comes in like, get this shit the fuck. I don't need no money. Just give me Wardlow.
I just want to fight.
I want to fight.
And if any of you get involved or anybody gets involved, everybody dies.
I'm like, hell yeah, Lance.
This man is so angry.
I am actually extremely excited for Wardlow and Lance Archer.
Hell yeah.
They are going to beat the fuck out of each other. Wardlow's going to win. He's going to powerbomb him 5 times and win, but Lance Archer is going to give him work before we
get
there.
He's going to boot that motherfucker 10 times.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Right here. His fucking... You need to see how Wardlow's head gets purple right here?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to have that nice little shiny red purple. What the fuck? Like, when he gets... He's like... It's like an anime character. See how anime characters get that big old... Not on their head for no reason. Yeah.
Crazy shit.
It looked like a little T on it right here. Yeah. Or an X.
So.
Daniel Garcia.
Goddamn Daniel Garcia. Now.
He gonna die.
We got Hook. His Dynamite debut. Hook versus Anthony Henry. This man is such a star.
Golly. Just doom.
Yeah, that Action Bronson song is
heavy.
A heavy hitter.
And it just comes out and you're just chilling. Just chilling, bad head and everything, just chilling.
Yeah, it literally looked like he just woke up and is now here to kill a man.
Yep, and it's 420, so you know his ass was high.
There's a Hook 420 sign in the crowd. It's a drawing of Hook. And I guess he's beating up a blunt.
That's what I'm talking about. He gonna blaze that shit.
Yeah, he fucked that blunt up. Yeah, Hook beats this man down. And then, as he's getting ready to finish him, we see Danhausen pop up from under the ring. You will be cursed. And Hook is just like, what? Anyway.
I'm gonna put the red rum on red this rum.
So yeah, red rum. Anthony Henry is done. But Danhausen has had enough. He grabs the mic. He gets in the ring. He's like, I've had enough of you dismantling these super fools every week. He says, if you won't be cursed by Danhausen, you will fight Danhausen. The crowd popped for this.
They went
fucking
apeshit.
Jesus came out.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo.
The moment they said, you will fight.
I was like, holy shit, I like Danhausen, but goddamn, y'all really want this.
Nah, I was hyped for this.
I was hyped for it.
Hook versus Danhausen?
It's gonna be great.
And you know Orange Cassidy probably coming out. It's gonna be a hot mess. It's gonna be hilarious.
Hook when fucking Danhausen points at Hook's chest, Hook looks toward the hard cam and he gives a little smirk. Yeah, then I was like, going, he made him laugh. Yeah.
But you know, he made it look like it was this guy.
This fucking guy.
And he just walks off.
Yeah.
But you know damn well he was over here like.
Yeah, he's like, I got to leave now. You're making me laugh.
I told you, if Danhausen is ever around, I'm not going to be able to. I'm just going. I ain't selling it, bro. I'm just going to crack up the entire time. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, usually you gotta do the whole no sell like this.
Yeah.
I'm cracking up the entire time. I'm gonna be on the floor.
We got Marvez with Frankie Kazarian, who seems to want a shot at that TNT title, but Scorpio Sky walks up. SCU to SCU.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, hey, you know, Frankie, I asked you a long time ago for a favor, and you know, you had my back. You look after me. We did SCU, and we had a great career here, you know? And you've always had my back, and I appreciate that. But now I'm just going to ask you for one more thing. Can you please step aside and let me go get that TNT title back? And I promise I'll give you the first shot once I win it. And Kaz is like, hey, listen, Scorp. All right. I've always had your back for all these years. And I always will have your back. You go ahead. You get that title back. At first, I thought he was going to say no. But then he was just like, nah, you go do it. You go do it.
This felt very babyface to them.
Men of the Year, I think, are babyfaces now.
Yep.
Because, well, we got Thunder Rosa promo. And, you know.
Yep.
He's talking about her match with Nyla Rose. And, you know, again, any challenger that wants to step up to her, bring it on. What you going to do about it? So.
I made Nyla Rose my bitch. That's what she said. Who's next?
Yeah, who's next? She Goldberg that shit. But now, we got Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti in the ring. And they are definitely heels.
Chorus of boos as they walk out.
Beautiful. Fucking Ty Conti is just, she doing heel faces now.
Thank you, Britsburg. Oh, she's not just doing heel faces. The entire demeanor of both of them was completely.
Yeah, they're heels. They're heels. They're absolutely heels.
She came out with a cheeky little smile.
Yeah.
She had the little Stephanie McMahon outfit and the fucked up hair. And then Sammy came out with the Seth Rollins jacket. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're heels.
They're leaning in. They're not just leaning. The motherfuckers is laying on it.
Yeah, yeah. They dived in. Like, all right. Bet.
Yep.
So, yeah, Sammy says, you know, I give everything to my supporters. And I'm going to continue to give everything to my supporters. But to the rest of you people who turned your back on me, what? Because my girlfriend's hotter than yours? Guess what? Be mad. And then they make out and crowd
goes,
oh! Yeah. And then, you know, that brings out Men of the Year. Yep. And these dudes are baby faces.
Yep.
Ethan Page.
Ethan Page comes out here and cuts the most baby face of promos. Oh, my God.
Ethan Page, for the last... Did you see the promo he cut after Battle of the Belts?
No.
He cut a fucking monster promo after Battle of the Belts. This dude's been on fire like the last week. And what that means is, truth be told, they don't need Dan Lambert no more.
No.
It's time to get him away from them.
Yep.
Because, and I mean, I get that them turning babyface also turns him babyface.
Nope.
But it's still like... They don't need him talking for them no more. Especially not as baby faces. Especially not as baby faces. As heels, yeah. Okay, I get it. But as baby faces,
nope.
Ethan fucking Page can talk for himself and 20 yeah. other people. Hell he yeah. don't need nobody, hell bro.
And you know what else it is, too? I was almost liking him in this promo when he starts talking his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says the most sus shit ever.
Mm-hmm.
So talk about it so I can talk about it.
Yeah, so, yeah, and Dan Lambert, he's scolding old man Dan Lambert, which is better than walking Facebook profile Dan Lambert, but it's still not wrestling historian Dan Lambert. Wrestling historian Dan mm-hmm. Lambert is the only Dan Lambert that should be on TV at this point. But scolding old man Dan Lambert is basically like, yeah, I'm talking to you as a father, as an old man who's just tired of you two and your bullshit on television. He says, once this man gets his title shot, he's going to give you the ass pounding that Ty Conti wishes he could get on a Saturday night. And I'm like,
bruh,
all right, bro.
Bruh. You going to pound face. His ass, Roman?
First of all, that's Isaiah Cassidy's thing.
You going to stand here talking about pounding ass, my brother?
Yeah.
You over here going to be an APA t-shirt, my brother? You going to walk out here and say sus ass shit like that? I'm going to holler at my boy from Henny Wrestling. Because he posted it up on his page, Henny Wrestling. He goes, he puts, you know, that little part of the promo. And afterwards, yeah. as New Yorkers do, hey, yo! It was tremendous. I love that shit.
I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. This, again, like I said last week.
Yeah.
This dude, keep him away from women. Keep him away from women. But again, babyface Men of the Year do not need Dan Lambert. So, if you're going to have them as babyfaces, break that off?
I'm going to tell you like this. Babyface Men of the Year not only do not need Dan Lambert, but neither does Lance Archer. And I'm going to go back to what I said, I think, last week or the week before, where I was like, get him the fuck.
I think that's over because Jake was back this week.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's over.
Get him the fuck.
I mean, I didn't mind him with Lance, but yeah, you don't need he. Lance don't need him. Lance has Jake.
Yo, isn't Tully managing somebody else now?
Yeah, he got a whole squad in Ring of Honor.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
So. Good shit.
So yeah, yeah. This segment was, it was better than the segments they've been doing because the alignments are correct now. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
That's, get Dan Lambert the fuck off my TV.
Yeah, it's not going well with him. But now.
Can't even get through one fucking segment without some sus shit.
Right, like the whole promo went well and then he dropped down and I was like, come on, man. Fuck.
You were right there.
Come on. Fuck.
Give you the ass pounding your girlfriend. No, man.
You're a baby face now. You don't even need to say none of that. Just stop fucking making out in the ring and doing stupid shit. There you go. Fine.
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's what we don't like.
Yeah, we don't like them being the stupid, annoying couple, but all that other shit. Stop.
Yeah, like, this is wrestling. Stop.
Stop it.
Being all, my girlfriend. I have to be my girlfriend everywhere. God damn.
Being a weirdo. Owen Hart. Tournament qualifier, Danielle mm-hmm. Camilla versus Britt Baker. Danielle Camilla, of course, known as NXT's Vanessa Bourne.
Yep. I like how she came out and the crowd immediately like, you know what role to play.
Yeah.
And she knew exactly what role to play. She was, whatever, ew, you're ugly. Get out of here. It's stupid.
She's so fucking fine, man.
Yeah, she's but smart, though. She's smart.
Right
away, she went to it. Like, oh, I'm a heel? Cool.
She knew. She knew. Listen, and I'm sure anybody that was going to be wrestling Britt Baker tonight would have known. Yeah, this is, they going to hate me tonight. Yep. I'm going to heal it up.
Whatever. No, you're stupid. That's ignorant.
That's ignorant. Of course, we are in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Britt mm-hmm. Baker was the most over person in the building.
She might as well came out the black and yellow up in this bitch.
Yeah.
Came out with two Steelers, I believe.
Mm-hmm. She was accompanied by a Steelers player. Najee Harris was one of them. Najee Harris is fucking funny, but we're gonna talk about him in a second.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna talk about him post-match, but yeah,
post-match mainly. But Britt is in control early into the pip, remains in control out of it. When we come back, you see on the outside, Britt is working her over, and fucking, it's always funny to see fucking giant dudes marking out for pro wrestling because the Steelers guys are on the outside, like, get her, Britt, get her.
They're the best NPCs,
yeah, they're great NPCs. Because they're fucking giant dudes. Like, shouldn't you be in the ring? But they're fans.
No, we do the other tough sport. Yeah,
we do other sports.
The footballs.
We're watching our friend.
And you know, we do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
but
fun
they,
stuff.
They, yeah, wrestling.
Yeah. These guys are fighting. And then Britt goes over. They give her the glove. You know, mm-hmm. they were really Jamie Hayter and Rebel for this match.
Yep.
The fucking Steelers guys.
Yep.
So, yeah, they give Britt the glove. She puts on Lockjaw and she gets the win.
Yep.
And then Britt gets the mic post-match.
She was so winded. God damn it. Why didn't y'all wait a bit?
Yeah, man. You could have just gone to the back and waited till she got with Tony or something. Mm-hmm. Shit. They was like, no, let's just pull her right now. And Jake Cargill and Red Velvet. Yeah, she cut this weird ass Cody Rhodes Scott Steiner promo, just burying everybody in the division.
You know, you want to be there with your baddest section. I'm the baddest bitch on the block.
Yeah.
And you know, Tony Storm, you're gonna get ass whooped. Yeah. You mean he's going to bury you?
You're going to leave this company again like you left the other one.
He's going to be worse than getting hit in the face with pies. That's the one that got me. That she said that.
She did.
Jamie Hayter's gonna bury you. Oh God, I want to see that match.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. And then we got Kairi Uchida, much simpler than that promo. She was just like, "Yo, Serena Deeb, let's fucking finish this shit." And yep. Serena Deeb was like, "Let's fucking do it in Philly."
Yep. Over here hammering fucking tires and working out and smacking kendo sticks and
fuck you, Sheeta.
Just and it was just literally like this is the overall of the entire thing. Sheeta. I'm gonna fuck you up, Sheeta. I'm done with this shit. We keep doing this shit. We're gonna fucking end it where we started this shit. Fuck your shit. And then Sheeta's over here like, I accept your challenge. Your soul is mine.
So, yeah, Philly Street Fight, Hikaru Shida and Serena Deeb. That's going to be good. It's going to be good.
I hope I did that as close as possible.
Yeah, that was good shit. I'm going to put Shang Tsung up in there. Your soul is mine. Yeah, good shit. And then Excalibur plugs fucking 3 weeks' worth of cards in 2 seconds again. Mm-hmm. Including... $40, $500, $600, sold. Also, Dax versus Cash in the Owen Hart tournament. I was like, wait a minute, what? He went through this shit so fast. He announced fucking like, Dax Harwood versus Cash Wheeler. Graphics flying by. But yeah, when he announced the FTR match, I'm like, wait, what? They're fighting each other?
Yep.
But I couldn't even process it because he moved on to the next thing immediately.
Yep. Jericho versus Ishii.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, go back. And then Dax on Twitter was like, yeah, in case you missed it, next week, first time, only time, Dax versus Cash for the Owen to get in the Owen.
And we're going
to
have some more Jones. Don't miss out on the great fucking action. Fuck you guys. I'm done.
Excalibur be going
drop
crazy.
The mic, son.
Rap God Excalibur out here.
Fucking Busta Rhymes is looking at him like, damn.
Hey, damn, son.
Fucking Kanye West looked at him. Kanye West looked at him. I can't do it that fast, but I know somebody who can.
Can't. And then Twista was like, nah, bro, I can't even do it that fast. That's crazy. It is time for the main event.
Hell yeah.
Andrade El Idolo versus Darby Allin in a coffin match. So, this thing starts off. Darby attacks the Alpha with his skateboard early. He just runs out and takes them all out, leaving him alone with Andrade. But Andrade sets him off, spears him into the barricade. And then, you know, Blade and Mark Quinn come back. They follow him into the crowd. And, you know, they're trying to beat him down. But then, there's this guy in a Sting mask waving a sign around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gets in, they go by him, he's too close, and Mark Quinn grabs the sign, rips it up, like, get this shit the fuck out of here.
And then, like if it was 1997 again.
The Sting fan is like, hey. And then he takes off his mask and hat to reveal Sting. The best fucking spot in wrestling. Sting takes off a Sting mask to reveal that it in fact was Sting all along.
Why does he wear the stupid mask?
I love that he's done it twice in AEW already.
How many times did he do it in TNA?
I think he did it twice in Impact.
And then he also did, and God knows how many times he did it. Did he do it in the E?
I don't think he ever did it in WWE.
I feel like he did it maybe once. I don't know.
The WWE one I remember they did is... No, they did kind of a version of it. Wasn't it that one where they... I think it was like a statue or some shit. And then it was Sting under the statue.
Yeah. Something like that.
Which is not like the same thing because it's not Sting taking off a Sting mask. And but it's
Sting
fucking
taking the Sting mask off. It's not the same.
You think it's this guy, but it was actually Sting. So they did a version of it, but it's not. It's not the one that all the other companies have done where it's literally Sting in a Sting mask.
It's hilarious.
It's so fucking great. I pop for it every time.
I wish he did it in ECW. That's the only thing I wish. I wish in ECW he was sitting in the crowd.
Oh my God, Sting should have been in ECW, man.
And then he just fucking, he's sitting in the crowd chilling, right? And fucking, I don't know, Scott Hall in the fucking Fuji's era.
Yeah, yeah. You know what though? You know what though? I've seen somebody say this.
Mm-hmm.
Sting's AEW run is the ECW run he never got to have.
Yep. Yep.
Which,
yep.
Yes, it is.
Because what he does next.
Literally, he brawls with him in the crowd. Mark mm-hmm. Quinn hits him with a chair and he looks up at him like, you done fucked up now. Yep. No sells it. He throws Mark Quinn down the fucking barricade, and then he climbs up like, I'm fucking doing it again. And Tony goes, what's wrong with this guy? That Sting climbs up to the fucking top of the crowd. And then once again, 60 years old, this man.
He's a nut.
Diving off of fucking crowd platforms onto the crowd below.
Oh, okay. And I think he even like thanked them afterwards as he kept like talking to them and like patting them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thanks for catching me, guys.
Like, thanks. Thank you for letting me live a little fantasy of mine. Yeah.
Right? Like, this dude, hell yeah, I'm catching Sting on a dive. You want to dive with me, Sting? Let's go.
Fucking better than John Moxley did with Wheeler. Was it Wheeler? No. I'm bugging. What's this kid's name? Dante.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Dante. Yee! He went like 20 feet in the air, but he came straight down. And Mox was like, oh.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah. Gotta catch that guy. So, yeah, Sting did another crazy dive. We go to break. Then we come back. Andrade drops Darby with a German suplex on the fucking floor. Andrade's just throwing Darby around. Mm-hmm. Literally just picking him up and throwing him into shit. But they fight up the ramp. Andrade takes Darby and suplex throws him on the side of the fucking stage. Darby just lands on like this little metal platform and bounces off of it. That should look ugly.
You know what? If I was Andrade, you know what I would do? I would try to talk to Los Lotharios and tell them, yo, get out of there.
Y'all don't belong there, man.
I'd be like,
hey, get Humberto out of there.
Come to me. No. Leave Humberto with, because now he's doing, well, nah, fuck it. Take Humberto. Fuck it. Take both of them.
Get Humberto out of there.
Yeah, give me, because, you know, we'll still have Raul Mendoza over there. Y'all can, you know what I'm saying? That's my point.
Nah, get him out of there, too. That's not even his name.
Nah, wait. Let him chill. They're doing good.
They changed his name.
Yeah, that means something's going to happen soon.
He's a fucking bullfighter now.
I know. Well, no. His name is Cross of the Bull, or Bull of the Cross.
He's a bull.
Yeah. But, hey, you know what that means, though?
Yeah, I guess.
If they change his name, that means they're thinking about something.
Yeah, they probably want to at least try to do something with him. So, yeah whatever. I just realized, with this New Japan, this Forbidden Door show happening, Darby and Hiromu has become a very real possibility. And we actually cannot allow that to happen because they will both die. They will both die.
Like, why not?
They're both gonna die. Fucking Darby and Hiromu, I cannot imagine the ridiculously stupid shit they would do together.
Let's kill each other. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, man.
They have a death pact.
Right? And they're gonna go through with it. Mm-hmm. Fucking Darby and Hiromu, nah, that'd be crazy. So Andrade grabs Darby into the Oklahoma, but Darby stun dogs him off the apron.
Mm-hmm.
And then Andrade turns around. Darby hits the fucking barrel and tope suicida into the coffin. So they're both in the coffin. Darby comes out. He's trying to close it. But then Jose runs down and is like, hey, no.
Jose, you idiot.
Jose just rips off his shit and reveals, yeah, you know what? I'm a fucking worker, actually. Look at me. I'm jacked.
Yeah. But it's just like, you idiot. You always do bad at these things. Why do you insist?
Yeah, he tried to fucking, I guess, powerbomb Darby. But Darby was like, get the fuck. I don't care if you're a worker.
I'm going to whoop your ass. Do you know who I am, boy?
Yeah. Darby beats him up and then closes the casket, gets the victory. ain't gonna lie, that finish felt rushed. Something must have gone wrong on the show. But other than that, super fun main event. Sting is a maniac. Andrade is
Hardys come out at the end to delete.
Yeah, Hardys are just deleting at the end.
Fucking Jeff Hardy looked like somebody smacked him in the arm or some shit, because towards the end he was like, ow. Delete. Fuck, I can't keep doing this shit.
Yeah, this shit hurts, man.
Bro, I want to do this.
Yeah, I want to do one of these.
Yo, did you see him doing it with fucking Dante Martin, with the Martin brothers?
Oh, with Top Flight and fucking Danhausen?
Yeah. Fucking Danhausen. Terrible. at least fucking Top Flight was doing it. You feel me?
Yeah, Top Flight was going for it.
Matt was doing it mad hard.
It's flow, man.
You gotta do it like, and it go with the hip, hip, and the 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 hip. Fucking Matt don't get that.
Right, Matt? You've been watching him do it for all your life.
Yeah, like, bro, it's the bop gotta go with the hip. It's one solid. God. So, Top Flight got it.
all that. They're doing all that. Well, no, they're doing all this shit. And that's AEW Dynamite. Yeah. A fun show that set up was looking like a wild next few months for AEW.
This is going to be fun. This summer?
This summer is looking crazy.
I'm taking some time off. I don't want to hear it. I told them already. I'm like, yo, I hope you know the summer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm really considering making a trip. I don't know, man.
Ooh.
This shit looking crazy.
If you don't know about now, he talking about Chi-Town.
Yes.
Ooh.
I'll try some of that lasagna y'all call pizza.
No. I've had it before. It's not that great. It's literally lasagna.
You gotta in Chi-Town, no. In Chi-Town. I gotta go to Chi-Town to do it the right way.
I had Chicago pizza in New York, and I did not.
Yeah, that's Chicago pizza in New York. Like, if I go to another state and buy New York pizza, I know it's going to be what they think New York pizza is. It's not going to be real New York pizza.
But I can tell you this, because I have been to Philly.
Yeah.
And in Philly, I had a Philly cheesesteak. And in New York, I had a Philly cheesesteak. And they were the same.
We're not that far, though.
True.
So the tricks of the trade probably made their way over there quicker than...
The Ox not make that far it apart. Fire. You know what I'm saying? And when you go to Philly... The only difference is the bread. I like the bread better in Philly. We got like Italian, like regular Italian bread. They got like these hoagies and they're nice and like soft.
Oh, yeah.
So although I had some like weird Philly cheesesteak before in Philly that was like dipped in like mad sauce. It was like mad greasy, but it was really good.
Yeah. So if I go to Chi-Town, we're going to see what's up with the pizza. But New York pizza still king. You already know.
Always.
Man, yeah, that's Dynamite.
Well, super you fun know what show. That means.
Yes.
You got to let them know.
Indeed.
What do you got to let them know?
Where to find us?
You damn skibby.
That means you got to find us on Instagram at RambleMania Show. And at Banter Club Podcast. Find us on Twitter at RambleMania. Facebook.com/RambleManiaShow. Also find a group there, RambleMania Shows Banter Club. We and the other wrestlers and podcasters, everybody we associate with, post all our goings on, all that is going down. And of course, the audio, everywhere audio is found at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, TuneIn, Overcast, everywhere your podcasts are found. Search RambleMania Show or Banter Club. And the visuals, of course. Twitch.tv/RambleManiaShow. Look us up on YouTube, RambleMania Show, or Banter Club. And when you get here, like the videos, click subscribe, and click the bell so that when a new content drops, it goes straight to you. That's for me personally. Find me on Instagram at TJ the Great One. That's TJ the GR, the number 8, the number 1. And find me on Twitter at TJ the Great. That's TJ the GR, the number 8. Simple as that.
TJ the Great 2. You can find me on Instagram at the number 6, the letter X, the letter L, that is at 6XL. You can find me on Twitter at SIIXX, ain't I great, that is at SIIXX, you're all ready. And you can find us on TikTok at RambleMania Show, because we post bunch of hilarious stuff that we say and do here, this little show that y'all seem to be liking so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the love.
And with that being said, I'd like to leave all our BCLians, our Banter Club loyalists, with a little something we like to call a too sweet.
Too sweet.
And a good fight.
And a good night.
Blacker, 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 blacker. Jesus Christ, son, this is gonna be crazy. Blacker, blacker.